Now, Henry McKean has spent 24 hours in Rome, Rome, Italy, that is, finding out what it's like to go on holidays to a green list country. Italy, one of 15 countries on the normal precautions list, meaning you don't have to isolate for 14 days on your return. That number might go down to 13 today. Cyprus and Malta could get bumped off the list. Henry, I hope for your sake Italy doesn't.
Well, buongiorno, Kieran. If so, I stay at home for 14 days and I don't leave the house. As we speak, when I come back to Ireland, I don't need to isolate. I can carry on as normal. Normal precautions. This country has the same or lower rate of coronavirus, Italy, than Ireland. But it's been a really interesting 24 hours. I'm actually sitting here in a coffee shop at the airport, having a cappuccino. The streets, they're very quiet. Just a trickle of tourists are coming back. And I met some of them from all over the EU. There's lots of Irish. I have seen some kind of, how do I describe them? Sun-kissed Irish skin coming into the airport on their way home.
Lobsters, Henry. Lobsters.
Lobsters, yes. And I'll be chatting to them and we'll be hearing them a bit later on The Hard Shoulder and also on Moncrief. But I got to meet Owen Quinn. He's an electrician. He's from Drimna. He came here just for 3 days. And he tells me his story outside Rome's best-known Irish pub, Scholar's Lounge.
I came over here for a break from, I couldn't sit in my apartment for another week on my annual leave, so I decided to come over and see Rome, and I think it's a good time to do it. Fabulous city, absolutely amazing, so much to see. I don't think I'll even see it in the 3 days.
Were you worried about social distancing? Were you worried about what Irish people back home might think? They might judge you, that they might holiday shame you?
No, and that's probably one of the reasons I'm doing the interview. I feel that the green list is there. Italy is doing really well with suppressing the virus, so that's why I came. I think a holiday is very important for mental health for people. It's almost essential that people get away from what's happening at home. Like, I work on construction sites at home, so I'm hearing about a lot of it at construction. So am I more at risk at home on a construction site or over social distancing in Italy, you know? We're going to have to live with this virus. I've seen it since the start of it. And I think then, you know, if we start practicing to live with it, it'll be a lot easier for people. And I think the people that shame people about going away, I think they don't know each individual case and what people have gone through and what they're going through. So I think that it's wrong to judge people without knowing the person, you know.
Yeah, Owen Quinn there. Owen, beware the curtain twitchers. How are they coping, Henry, in Italy, I suppose, with the fact that the tourism industry dried up, an industry they rely so heavily on, and now that there's a few green shoots around?
Yeah, this area, Rome and Italy in general, massive tourism. Tens of millions of people come from across the globe. I had a chat with a local taxi driver. We social distanced in his Prius. His car was full of PPE, and we basically talked through plastic. I'm wearing a mask as we speak. Here is a local Roman, Serafino. He's a bloke. He gave his view, I suppose, of the double tragedy of a huge number of dead. They've lost something like 36,000 people, and also a massive recession. He has a strong local Italian accent.
We haven't had tourism because the COVID-19, and now in Italy, 35 million stay in Italy. In Rome, 5 million.
So you normally get 5 million tourists a year.
Yes.
And now how many do you think you have? Just a few thousand?
Rome now is the desert. Now is a double crisis. COVID and the Italian people haven't money. In Italy, this is a disaster. Do you know? Disaster.
So, Henry, what have you learned from your 24 hours in a green list country?
Well, Rome is absolutely beautiful. I've never seen it so quiet.
Oh, it's my favourite city, I think.
Absolutely amazing place. But everyone's story is different. And I suppose we shouldn't throw stones. We shouldn't judge. For many, getting away is what they look forward to all year. And they struggle. They're struggling at home, either in their apartments or flats or homes. Not everyone has a large garden. For example, I'm back home in Ireland. I visited a supermarket in Dublin on Sunday evening before I left, and there was open kissing, there was shaking hands, there was coughing. Social distancing was terrible.
Henry, whoa, hold your horses. Who was snogging in the supermarket?
A couple. I won't name the supermarket. I won't even say what town it was in. This is back in Ireland. but here, people behave much better. I tried to buy a cappuccino in an outside kiosk, and I was told to go away and put my mask on. Very, very strict. And you know, we can hear a baby crying behind me here. That baby's a good 20 meters away. People really make an effort. And remember that less than 2% of new cases come from abroad. The rest of it is already in your community back home in Ireland. So perhaps we all need to stop throwing stones.
All right. Well, look, it wasn't only a baby we could hear behind you. I'm fairly confident you were at a breakfast buffet there as you were giving us that report. Henry McKean, you get all the good gigs. You can hear Henry later, as he mentioned, with Sean on the Moncrief show and chatting with Mark later on the Hard Shoulder. Henry, thank you.